This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren going all in on Zohan Mamkani, saying his policies are exactly what the Democrat Party stands for, and endorsing him yesterday.
When someone stands up and says, I will lead this city by making it more affordable, and here are my plans. Real plans, plans to deliver on child care, plans to deliver on housing, plans to deliver. We're going to experiment. We're going to try things on groceries. That is the Democratic message.
Wait, Mamkani's message is the Democrat message?
So when people say Democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
Folks, is this even surprising? I mean, we have Chinese billionaires funding the Democrat street riots. We catch the Chinese Communist Party sending 19,000 fake licenses through Chicago O'Hare to be used for absentee ballot fraud. They've stolen the identity information off TikTok and made licenses that are indistinguishable from the real thing to help the Democrats win. The Chinese Communist Party and the Democrat Party merged a long time ago, and the FBI hid the evidence when they destroyed all of their intel, wiped it right off the system of finding those licenses and being warned about the plot for the, you know, by the Chinese to steal that election on behalf of Joe Biden. Folks, how many more flashing red signals do we need here? They hate freedom. They hate capitalism. They hate the American system. In fact, and I don't know if you've noticed this, it's starting to become a liability if you're a Democrat to actually be an American in a Democrat primary. I'm convinced it's not just the communism that Zohan Mamdani practices, but also the fact that he wasn't born in America, he was born in Uganda, that made him the most popular in that primary. Here's Exhibit A of that. Just today, it was the top trending thing on X this morning as people recoiled in horror from this Democrat freak show. Representative Delia Ramirez, she goes down to Mexico for the Pan American Congress and declares she is a, quote, proud Guatemalan before she is an American. Note, she doesn't say I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm a proud American. She's not a proud American. She is, quote, a proud Guatemalan before she is an American. And the crowd claps. On her campaign website, she brags that she's married to an illegal immigrant. He's a DACA recipient, but still. And defines her marriage as mixed status, i.e. she's legally an American, unfortunately. And he's not. Again, she brags about it. These are her anti-American credentials. She's proud of them. She thinks this gives her a political edge. But she wasn't done down there in Mexico. After announcing she's a proud Guatemalan before she's an American, she, of course, trashed America, accusing America of, quote, imperialism, militarization, conquest, control, competition in its attempt at domination. Folks, Delia Ramirez and Zohran Mamdani are exactly what happens when you allow millions of foreigners to legally and illegally flood our nation. On the text line this morning for my talk radio show, Al from Simpsonville wrote this. Tara, in 1972, I was looking for work anywhere and everywhere. Virtually every job application I filled out had the question, quote, are you a member of the Communist Party or do you belong to a group dedicated to the overthrow of the government? Now, it seems like that's a requirement to belong to the Democrat Party. Folks, the signs of this are everywhere, if you care to look, about what the Democrat Party's become and the fact that it is essentially merging with the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, what is the Russia collusion hoax, really? It's a show trial, which is what Marxist countries are famous for. And who is it run by? John Brennan, who once confessed to CNN that he was afraid of being kicked out of the CIA. You know, they make them do lie detector tests every so many months because he had voted for the Communist Party candidate and he knew he'd be asked if he'd supported the Communist Party in any way. After all, we were in the middle of the Cold War. We were in the middle of the Cold War. And he was shocked when he wasn't fired. So, hey, he went on to become the director. And again, now we're running Marxist-style show trials, because of course we are. Almost a month ago now, what was Brennan up to? He was in Ireland, helping them implement their censorship system, part of a worldwide dragnet that they hope will eventually ensnare Americans. Heck, the next Democrat administration with a simple plug-in can become part of the censorship system. After all, almost all of it is directed at censoring American social media, including posts by Americans about American politics. Which brings us to the good news. Yesterday, the Justice Department opened a grand jury probe into Russiagate. Let me say that again. The Justice Department has opened a grand jury probe into Russiagate. I know. All you doomsdayers are going to say, nobody's going to jail. All right, but 2 weeks ago, everybody was saying, do something, Bondi. Well, she just did something. A mere 2 weeks after referrals from Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, we've got a grand jury impaneled. Again, something that wasn't possible even just a couple months ago. Why? We didn't have the evidence we needed because we had failed to completely take control of the Department of Justice and the FBI. I mean, folks, the real game changer was whoever within the FBI told Kash Patel about the existence of the burn room. This wasn't your standard burn room. This was one known only to the top tier leadership. You know what I mean? The Democrats. It was locked behind three doors. Those documents, the evidence, it was all supposed to be destroyed. It wasn't. It's like some kind of miracle, but what does it represent? Folks, square foot by square foot, tactically, practically with hand-to-hand combat, we've had to retake these agencies. Why is this taking so long, people say? Because you have to recapture these Democrat-controlled agencies. Molly Hemingway gets it.
What's really important for people to know is that in the last couple of weeks, we have had an explosive amount of information giving brand new details that weren't previously released about how the Obama chiefs and Obama conspired to hide real information, showing that, yes, Russia did what it always did, but it didn't really have any effect and it wasn't done on behalf of a particular candidate. You might remember that we spent years with the false claim that it was done to benefit Trump. We then had also that they manufactured intelligence and immediately leaked it to compliant media people. And then they had people within their agencies fighting so hard to keep these falsehoods and lies from getting out. And they were threatened with their jobs. They were told there was secret intelligence. We also learned what this supposed secret intelligence was. I mean, just absolutely explosive stuff that's brand new and that really does show that there was a very bad conspiracy. And so this investigation is good. And the people who were involved in it, which is a lot of the Democrat Party, should be scared.
Right.
Folks, here's what to keep in mind here. Any good prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. I mean, federal indictment rates are over 90%. We're doing this thing in Florida because Mar-a-Lago was there. You know what that tells you? They are going to present as evidence the conspiracy from the beginning all the way to the Mar-a-Lago raid. And don't underestimate how brutal discovery is going to be for the left. And the fact that the process here, folks, is the punishment. This is going to bankrupt Comey. It's going to bankrupt Brennan. It's going to humiliate these people. But none of that is the best part, folks. No, the best part is that all of this is coming at a time when the media is least able to protect the Democrats, least able to lie their way out of it. They're the weakest they've ever been in my lifetime. Miranda Devine writes brilliantly about this in the New York Post this morning. According to a Rasmussen poll released Monday, she writes, nearly two-thirds of voters, 65%, are following the declassified releases over the last month by the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, and also John Ratcliffe. 65%, including 32% following them very closely, and somewhat closely, 33%. Repudiating, Miranda Devine writes, the calculated media silence about the Obama administration's fake narratives and manipulation of intelligence. Folks, remember, they blacked it out. They did, the major networks, a combined less than 3 minutes of coverage, trying to see if they could black it out. They have failed. It gets worse. The poll of 1,100 voters shows 54%, a majority, believe the Obama administration officials committed serious crimes in manipulating evidence. 54%. A staggering 69% agree it's critical that the perpetrators be held accountable, quote, for their survival of our country. Even more disturbing for Democrats, it's not just a Republican thing. The poll shows 56% of Democrats are following the investigation, 32% believe serious crimes were committed, and 59% agree that the perpetrators must be held accountable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
For Republicans, it's 75%, but still. And folks, Hispanics, probably the Democrats' most coveted demographic, they're importing millions of them. Hispanics, she writes, are more cynical about the scandal than either black or white voters, with 66% saying serious crimes were committed and 74% wanting accountability. Folks, even among black voters, the most loyal of Democrat voters, 51%, a majority, think crimes were committed and 65% want accountability. She writes, it's a demonstration, I agree with this, of the impotence of Democrat-allied media like the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, and CBS, which showered themselves with praise and Pulitzer Prizes for their since-debunked stories about Russiagate and are hoping their audience is willing to be duped again. But like the boy who cried wolf, no one is listening anymore. And folks, I would add, at a time when the Democrats need them to listen the most. And every day, it gets worse. Check this out. The story broke yesterday, and it didn't get a lot of notice because the grand jury story was so big. But apparently, the Russians were spying on Hillary Clinton, and the Dutch intercepted the intel. And what did it say? It's shocking that Obama's attorney general, Loretta Lynch, privately told a Clinton campaign aide, Amanda Renteria, that, you know, not to worry, the FBI would have to do this email server investigation, but they would make certain it wouldn't go too far. The Dutch were not only alarmed by this, they were alarmed that the Russians knew this. So they made the mistake of contacting the FBI, not realizing they were dirty too. FBI legal counsel James Baker did not dismiss the intel. Meanwhile, Lynch was telling James Comey to call the Clinton email scandal a matter, not an investigation, not a criminal probe, but a matter. Why? So they could close it down. Well, inside the FBI, you had James Baker raising hell, writing memos, and we got them all. One person who didn't miss the significance of this was Megyn Kelly.
Okay, so the Russian reports also claim that Attorney General Loretta Lynch had privately told a Clinton campaign official, and they name her Amanda Renteria, that she, Lynch, would make sure the FBI's server investigation did not, quote, go too far. So this is the sitting attorney general reassuring the group that's representing one of her targets, an FBI target of an investigation. Don't worry, I got this. We got to do something because it looks bad, but it's not going to go too far. Wink, wink. This is so f***ed up.
Put this together with Obama's demands that Loretta Lynch, which we got this from the intel last week, put the kibosh on the Clinton investigation because he didn't want it to mar the end of his presidency. Folks, you know what this is? This is known as the Russia scandal. The media is focused on the Russia angle, but the Russia part, that's really kind of secondary. What this was the Democrats from the DNC to Barack Obama to the DOJ to the FBI covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes. Folks, I swear this woman should be studied. You know how Brian Koberger, before he went on his murder spree, he's in the graduate criminology PhD program, and they're studying famous murders. Hillary Clinton should be studied in schools of justice and programs all over the country for her ability to manipulate law enforcement agencies. Folks, it didn't seem to matter which one it was. She could manipulate it from the top down to get away with crimes from Arkansas all the way to the FBI. And not only is she getting the DOJ and FBI to hide the evidence of her crimes, remember they classified the 8 thumb drives. So many felonies on those thumb drives because of the classified data she illegally removed. Not only is she getting them to cover up her crimes for her and classify the evidence, she's getting them after that to help her campaign defeat Trump. She got them to frame him. Folks, this woman should be studied, psychologically profiled for the next 100 years in these courses. Anyway, John Solomon with Just the News nailed what's at stake here.
Hillary Clinton's out there the last 5 days on a propaganda thing. This is Russian disinformation. I never approved any plan. She admitted to proving a plan. Go through her book. Go through her speeches. Go through the op-eds her staff wrote. They were so proud of what they did back in 2017. They bragged about it. That is impeachable material. That takes time to do. We have an 8,000-word story today, basically the signed confessions of all of the Clinton team admitting they did this, even though now they're claiming they didn't. But that's what prosecutors also have to do. We have to demand that Pam Bondi give us regular updates so that we can not just hear that a strike force has been named, but who's on it? Where's it being worked? Where are the first subpoenas? But long term, if we don't punish the behavior that we now know exists out there in its most egregious form, the temptation to do this the next time Democrats are in power is going to be enormous. You are going to handicap the future of this country and destine it to be a banana republic because the Democrats got away with it this time. That's the stakes are even higher than losing the MAGA base.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.